Hi guys, welcome to Patrice Sell's podcast. I am Patrice Sell. I'm super excited that you are joining me today. If this is your first time, welcome. If this is your second, third, fourth, fifth, welcome back. So today's topic is near and dear to my heart because it's something that I've learned in the last year and a half and that I'm still learning. So today I want to talk about rest. I want to talk about rest and how rest is a weapon. We live in a society that tells us that being busy is productive. We live in a society where we look down on laziness and you know, not actually utilizing our time. So we jam-pack our schedules with things to do. We start with our to-do list, you know, wake up, I need to get all of this accomplished in a day. And so what happens is at the end of the day, we look at that to-do list and say, okay, anything I didn't accomplish today will actually roll over into my tomorrow. So we live in this world that tells us that busy is productive, that busy, that, you know, the early bird gets the worm. Like there's so many cliches and so many sayings that lets us know that busy means productivity, that busyness or productivity leads to wealth, laziness leads to poverty, which is a biblical concept. It is very scriptural that laziness leads to poverty. And so what happened was I came from, again, that worldly view where I always have to be moving. I have to be doing something. I should be advancing in my career. I should be advancing in different areas of my life. And if I'm not actually working towards a goal, if I'm not accomplishing something, if I'm not achieving something, then that leads to me not being productive. And my life will fall to pieces in a matter of years. Like I'm going to be a bum. Seriously, that's just how, you know, that's how dramatic it is. It's really that dramatic that we just have that mindset. And so what happened was I'm in that place where I'm like, okay, go to college, get my master's. Now I want to focus on my career. I want to advance in my career. You know, doors are opening. And so when all of that was taken away from me, where I could not work for a year and a half, almost 2 years, I did not know what to do with myself. And it was bigger than the fact that, of course, I didn't believe in God, faith, or finances. It was a whole nother conversation that I think I've covered in previous podcasts. But I want to talk about the fact that I felt like I should have been doing something. So again, I'm going to school. I'm in the presence of God every single day. Spiritually, I'm advancing. I'm having encounters after encounters with God. My giftings are growing. I'm in community where I have other people who are burning for Jesus all around me. So I'm in this place where spiritually I'm advancing. But as far as my career, personal goals, it feels all of that was on hold. And so I felt like something rose up in me where I felt like I wasn't doing anything, that I wasn't accomplishing anything. And so I remember like it was yesterday, I was in church, I was worshiping God and had my eyes closed. And the guy that was next to me, he leaned over and said, I have a prophetic word for you. And he said that God is saying that you need to learn how to steward seasons of rest, because where he's taking you, you're going to be like a spiritual giant. And if you don't learn how to rest, if you don't learn how to steward seasons of rest where you're actually able to just rest, then you're going to experience burnout. And when he said that, it hit me where I was just like, whoa, rest is important. Rest is a weapon. And so my mindset began to shift where instead of thinking that I wasn't doing anything, I actually realized that that season was a gift from God, that God was giving me, because my whole life since I was 15 years old with a worker's permit, I had my first job. 16, had another job. All throughout high school, I worked. College, I worked. Got my first full-time job. I graduated May of 2008. August of 2008, I went into full-time having a career as a teacher. So I worked my whole life. And so when he told me that if you don't learn how to steward seasons of rest, you're going to experience burnout, because where God is taking you, he needs you to learn how to rest. And so it hit me, because I'm like, wow, Lord, this season is not punishment. This season is not, it's actually a gift that you want me to know what it's like to be able to rest and allow you to be my father, to allow you to provide for me, to allow you to do the heavy lifting while I just rest in your presence and bask in your presence. And so my mindset shifted that this is not punishment, this is a gift. And so that began my journey of really understanding the power of rest. And so I had a couple more months before he released me to go back to work. But when I just maximized that season after I received that prophetic word, I actually learned what it meant to rest and to trust God. And one of the things I want to point out is that rest is also, it's a physical piece to it, where we do need to rest in a natural and a physical, but there's also a mental piece to it where our minds must be at rest. And so I don't know if you've ever like laid down at night and you're in bed to rest, to go to sleep, but your mind is racing 1,000 thoughts per minute, like, and you just lay in bed for hours because physically you're resting, but mentally you're not. And so a lot of us, we rest in the physical. We make sure we get our 8 hours of sleep or whatever, however many, if you need 6 or 7 hours a day, you know, we get the proper rest, but mentally throughout the day, as soon as we get up, our minds are racing. Like we're thinking thought after thought after thought. And, you know, that's where the door opens for anxiety to come in, fear to come in, worry to come in, stress, all because our minds are not at rest. And so I had a conversation with a friend and I kind of made this statement and I said, when I'm resting, I'm trusting. And so one of the ways that I'm able to indicate if I'm trusting God is if I'm resting. Now, resting doesn't mean that I don't have to actually participate or do something in a natural. It actually means that I'm not striving to do it. Now, when we strive, that means that I'm exerting energy. I'm trying to accomplish or do something in my own strength instead of doing it from a place of rest where I actually I'm partnering with the Holy Spirit in it. So what could be hard or difficult, or what should be hard or difficult, now becomes easy because I'm aligned with the Holy Spirit. And so when we're operating from a place of rest, sometimes it doesn't mean that I'm not productive, I'm not doing anything, but my mind is at rest. I'm not allowing my mind to run all over the place. I'm not allowing my thoughts to run all over the place, but actually, no, I'm in a place of peace. I'm in a place of rest. And that's how I know that I'm trusting the Lord. When we look at in the book of Genesis, how God created, he created the whole entire universe, the whole entire world over a period of 6 days. And it tells us that he rested on the seventh day. And so God himself, he had a Sabbath. He took a day of rest after he worked. And so if we look at in the natural, let's go back to the natural. Most of us, our jobs, if you work full time, Monday through Friday, some people have different schedules, but Monday through Friday, I work, whether it's 8 to 6, whatever, 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday. I have Saturday. Saturday is probably the only day I can do whatever I need to do for myself. So maybe I'm getting my hair done on Saturday. Maybe if you have children, you're taking your children to all types of practices, or, you know, maybe you're trying to catch up with your girlfriends because, again, Monday through Friday, you're at work. And if you're a parent or a spouse, then you're dealing with your family as well on top of your job. So again, we jam-pack our schedules because we're trying to, you know, get everything done in a matter of time. And then Sunday, I'm in church. So one of the things I want to, I guess, share is that rest is important. Rest is a weapon. When you are in a place of rest, you don't allow the enemy. When your mind is at rest, then the enemy has no foothold in your thoughts. He has no room to come in and plant all of these seeds of fear, doubt, worry. When you begin to renew your mind and align your mind with the thoughts of Christ, then he can't come in. And also, when you're physically in the physical, rest is important. One of the things I've learned is that when I'm exhausted, I'm more prone to spiritual attacks. And so when I am running and running, I'm going here, there, everywhere, I literally am more open to the enemy coming and attacking me. And so you think about if someone is weak and someone's drained, they're vulnerable. And what happens is the enemy can now come in and try to attack me because I'm not rested. And so rest in the physical is also important because there's health and natural benefits to rest where, you know, you can prevent even a common cold by getting enough rest, drinking enough fluids. Like, it's practical stuff, but also in the spiritual. When you are rested, you are more alert. You're more vigilant. I can't even say that word right now. You're more alert. Let's stay with that. God, my tongue is tied. Yes, but you're more alert and you're not vulnerable. And so rest is very important. Rest is a weapon. When I am rested, when my mind is at peace, when my mind is rested, when I actually am taking time to just rest in the presence of God, that now I'm sharper. I'm more alert. I'm able to discern properly. I'm able to hear clearly. Like, I'm a force to be reckoned with when I'm rested. Like, the devil, no. When I'm in a place to rest, like, don't come for me, because now I see you, I see what you're doing, I know, okay, I'm taking authority over it. Like, I'm just sharp. So rest is a weapon. Like, one of the things I also notice is that when I'm in a place and I'm exhausted, if I try to keep doing something, y'all, what would take me 30 minutes when I'm rested will take me 3 hours if I'm exhausted. So sometimes I've even learned, no, close my laptop, step away from it, go get some rest and revisit it in a couple of hours, or revisit it the next day. Because then at that point, mentally, I'm sharp and I'm able to accomplish something in a shorter amount of time than I would have accomplished if I would have continue to strive and do it in my own strength, and continue to do it when I'm actually exhausted. So I want to tell you guys that rest is important. Yes, you have your to-do list. Yes, you have your goals. Yes, you have things you want to accomplish, but even God himself rested. Even Jesus, we'll see him taken, and throughout the New Testaments in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we'll see he will often step away from the masses. Like, Jesus literally had people, you know, all around him, multitudes. The Bible said multitudes of people followed him, and he never had a break. So you will often see him go to the mountaintop to pray and to fast and just draw away. And so it's okay to draw away. It's okay to protect your space. If you're a parent, if you are a spouse, then you're going to have to carve in some time in your schedule. And when I'm talking about rest, yes, I'm talking about sleeping, but I'm also talking about a place, a peaceful place where you're actually able to just relax and rest. And whatever that looks like for you, whether that looks like laying in the bed reading a book, or whether that looks like just laying in the bed looking at the ceiling, whatever it is, like, you have to carve out your space of rest. And just because you're stretched to the max, just because your agenda is stretched, just because your planner is filled, it doesn't mean that you're productive. And one of the things is, I can have a planner that's full, and I can have my schedule can be productive in my own my own, you know, based on my own goals, my schedule is productive, but it may not be aligned with heaven's schedule, and it may not be productive in the kingdom. So just because I'm accomplishing something, again, in my own, based on my own goals, it doesn't mean that it's aligned with the kingdom. So we always have to, again, be so in tune with the Holy Spirit, be so in tune with Him in every single area, that we're not doing things in our own strength, we're not striving, that we're actually operating from a place of rest. If you are doing something, one of the ways I'm able to discern if I'm operating out of a place of rest or if I'm striving is if it's difficult, like, then that's a cue that I may be striving to do it. If there's no grace, if I don't feel a sense of ease, then that's one cue or one sign that I'm actually striving to accomplish something. Now, I don't want to pretend like there's not opposition and warfare, because that is something that sometimes you could be doing something that God wants you to do and you're experiencing opposition and warfare, but there's a grace for you to keep doing it. Now, if you feel like you're just hitting a brick wall where there is no type of grace, there's nothing, even like it's not working at all, that may actually be a sign that you're trying to strive and do something in your own strength. So rest, there's so many different sides that rest in the physical, rest in the mental, rest in the spiritual, meaning that I'm resting. When I'm resting, I'm trusting God. When I'm resting, that means that I'm operating out of grace. I'm operating out of a place of peace, that I'm not trying to figure it out myself. I'm not trying to do things in my own strength, but I'm actually resting and I'm trusting God. When I rest, I tell God, God, I trust you. When I'm trying to figure things out and trying to maneuver and manipulate and try to put pieces and puzzles together, what I'm actually telling God is, God, I don't trust you. I actually trust myself more than I trust you. So rest is important, that you have to carve out space to actually rest and relax. Like, a couple of weeks, I started a new job June of this year. And so since I started the job, it was like back to back to back to back. I was traveling. I was doing this. I had to develop all of this training material. I had to put together like a 90-page training manual. Like, it was insane, where I'm working 20 hours overtime. And when you salary, you don't get overtime. So I was like, what in the world? Almost like every week or every other week. So it was insane. And so I sent my supervisor, she mentioned something about SATA, which is supervisor approved time off, I think. And so I sent her an email and I said, hi, so-and-so. I know you mentioned that we could possibly get SATA when we first started. So I wanted, because I know in the next week, things are going to take off where we're going to be training and traveling. It's going to be busy. I said, is it possible to get a day or two to rest and refill before there's another takeoff? And so she granted myself and my coworker, and she said, please take 2 days, rest, recharge yourselves. And so I had 2 days off, and I was okay with like not doing anything. But I realized that if I keep going, I'm not going to be productive. There's no way that I'm going to be my best me if I'm exhausted. And so I needed those 2 days to recharge, refill. Now I'm ready to hit the ground running and continue being productive in my job, continue to, you know, present my best me every day. But I can't present my best me. I can't be my best me if I'm wore down, tore down, and exhausted. You cannot be your best you if you're exhausted. You cannot benefit people on your job. You can't benefit your family. You can't benefit anyone if you are not healthy, whole, and taken care of. If you're not rested, if mentally you're not rested, you can't benefit anyone spiritually. If you're not a place spiritually where you're trusting God and you're in a place of peace, you're not beneficial to anyone. As much as we like to help those around us, let's be honest, if our life is a hot mess, no one can benefit from it. People can benefit from who you are, what you carry, your gifts, your talents, only when you are fully rested and in your fully best self. Like, when you're fully you, people, you're more beneficial to those around you. And so if you're one where you are constantly pouring and putting and helping others, I definitely will tell you that it's, you have to pull away. You have to pull away to recharge yourself. You have to pull away to get in a place of rest, physically, mentally, spiritually. And then once you feel like you're at a place of rest, you're rested, then now you can go back and revisit what it is that God has, the people that he's placed around you, the people that he's called you to impact, the career or the job that he's placed you at for your different gifts and your skill sets and your talents. But protect yourself. That rest is a weapon, because when you are rested, you are you are a force to be reckoned with. That hell cannot stand you when you're rested. Your prayer life is sharp. Your discernment is sharp. You're able to hear the voice of God like never before. When you're rested, you show up on your job and you present your best you. That now you're like, oh, you need a solution? Boom, 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 boom. I got all of it. Like, when you're rested, like, you show up. So it's important. Rest is a weapon. It's important to rest. Don't feel like you have to stretch yourself to the max to feel like, oh, I'm doing all of this. Just because you're doing all of this doesn't mean it's productive. Just because it's productive in your eyesight or the eyesight around people doesn't mean it's productive in the eyesight of God. What is God actually wanting you to do? And so we don't know it until we're rested and we can hear him clearly. I can hear his voice so clear when I'm rested. My mind is at ease. I'm not trying to figure things out myself. I actually can hear him. I feel his presence, that I acknowledge him and everything that I'm doing. It's not just, oh, I'm getting up and this is what I need to do, A, B, C, D, D. And then I'm checking things off as I accomplish them. Yes, it's important. I have my agenda. I have what it is I need to do. I wake up and I present that to God and say, Holy Spirit, what is it that you want to do today? And so this is what I feel that needs to be done. But Holy Spirit, feel free to wreck my schedule. That feel free to redirect me. Feel free. What if I wake up and I have a whole to-do list and God is telling me to spend the whole day in his presence? You know, and am I willing to do that? Because again, productivity in the kingdom looks totally different than productivity in the world. And so I definitely challenge you to make sure that you're operating out of rest. That rest is a weapon. Your best you is when you're rested. Your most effective you is when you're rested. Your most powerful you is when you're rested, when you're recharged, when you're hearing clearly, when your mind is aligned with the kingdom in heaven. And that's when you show up. That's when you make an impact. That's when you have such a huge influence. And just even in the little things you do when you're operating out of a place of rest and you've been in the presence of God and you show up at the grocery store and just your smile alone, the peace that you carry alone, the person behind you is struggling with anxiety, but I carry peace. So I'm rested. I'm in a place of peace. So now when I'm just me smiling at her is imparting peace to her, that I don't have to be super deep. All I have to do is make sure I'm in a place of rest. So everywhere I show up, I shift the environment. Everywhere I show up, I shift the atmosphere. But what happens is if I'm worked up, I'm stressed, I'm anxious, I'm fearful, when you show up somewhere, whether it's at work, grocery store, home, that's what you're releasing in the atmosphere. So you are actually tainting the atmosphere instead of releasing heaven down. And we can only release heaven down where we're in a place of rest. So yeah, that's all I have to share with you guys. I pray that you were blessed. I definitely want to pray for you really quick before we end this episode. Father, I thank you for your son. I thank you for your daughter. God, I thank you for the gift of rest. We thank you for the gift of rest. We thank you, Lord, that you commanded us. You command us to keep the Sabbath, to actually carve out a space to rest and to recharge and refill. God, that there's such power, that there's such a safety, that there's such a level of protection and rest. And God, so I pray for each and every person that listens to this episode. Father, I pray even now, God, that you'll give them wisdom on how to, even with all of their responsibilities and obligations, God, that you'll give them wisdom in their schedule. God, I pray even that they will yield and surrender their own agenda to heaven's agenda, God, that they will lay down whatever it is that they want, God, and pick up whatever it is that you want. God, I pray even now that whether things right now around them are dried up and things are slow, God, that they won't look at it as punishment, but they'll actually look at it as a gift from you. God, that they will learn how to rest, God, for not even about their now, but it's about their future, God. Just as you told me that if I don't learn how to steward rest, that where you're taking me, I'll get burnt out. So God, I thank you even now for teaching them how to steward seasons of rest. I thank you, Lord, for teaching them that it's okay to say no. Yeah, I feel that so strong that some of you guys, it's okay to say no to people. That many of you guys are stretching yourself because you're people pleasing. So God, I thank you that people pleasing, yes, is being broken off of every listener, that God, that they will only live to please you, the Father. God, we thank you that as we please you, we live a life that's pleasing unto you, that those around us that you've assigned us to, yes, God, that they will be directly impacted. So God, I thank you even now that each and every person, I pray, God, even now for the grace to rest. I thank you, Lord, that you will show them the secrets that's hidden in rest. And God, that they won't strive, they won't be operating out of performance, God, but they will operate out of rest. I command their minds, yes, to even come into alignment with heaven right now in the name of Jesus. I command their thoughts to be at rest. I thank you, Lord, that every vain thought, every thought of imagination, God, that is being cast down right now in the name of Jesus. God, help them to be able to discern what are your thoughts versus their own thoughts, what are your thoughts versus the enemy's thoughts, God. And in this season, I thank you that they will partner and align their minds with what you think and what you are saying. God, I pray that you bless each and every person. I thank you, Lord, for teaching them to rest like never before. I thank you, Lord, that anxiety, yes, I see anxiety. I even arrested now in the name of Jesus. I thank you that a spirit of peace is being released again upon every person that listens to this episode. I thank you, Lord, that they won't be anxious for anything, God, but you said don't be anxious, but by prayer and supplication let your requests be known. So God, I thank you, Lord, that they will make their requests known and they will be at a place of rest and peace and trust you, God, that when we're resting, we're trusting you. So God, I thank you that as they rest, that they're showing you that they trust you and that they know that you have everything under control. God, we bless you, we thank you, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.